We had one last lakuda from the previous sukkah. Our famous last words to make it the entire shit. To finish that one lakuda, but it is, in theory it's one lakuda. So let's just go back for a minute, back to the Gemara in Sukkah, which got us into this whole discussion about the year, Shemadeh, Zela. The year we all started out with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Where the Gemara was trying to bring us a source, albeit a source from Navi, a source of the principle of Hitzav Abiyadera. So the model of Hitzav Abiyadera at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph for a moment, Shenema, the second line from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph in Sukkah, Shenema, so the Pasuk screams out against the people who are bringing stolen karbonos and bring other kinds of invalid karbonos. And the Pasuk appears, Gozel to be the Pisach. Pisach means the animal is crippled. Just as the animal that's such a serious wound, it's never going to be able to be rectified. Gozel is the Kanto. So too, stolen goods will never ever be able to be brought for a carbon. And never ever. It doesn't matter whether the original owner gave up hope or didn't give up hope. So the Gemara now begins to analyze, why should that be so? What's the problem? So Bishlom is Nei Yush. If it's before Yush, I understand. Adam Kiyakam Yikamam Rachamana. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. If I stole something, it's not mine. So obviously I can't bring it as a korban. But now the Gemara is zeroing in on, well, why can't I bring it as a korban? What's the problem? What's wrong? And here are the magic words. That may or may not exist. Hakanye biyush. Those are the three words that we have in the text of our Gemara. Hakanye biyush. The fellow was konet. The goslin was konet with yush. So what could be wrong? So it is called adam kiyakim mikem. It is his carbon. What's the problem? It must be mishum davar mitzvah b'aveira. That notwithstanding the fact that he was already konet, it's still disqualified, and that must be for no other reason than mitzvah b'aveira. And again, this becomes the source. Lulav and Sukkah, maybe another thing, whatever you think this klal applies or doesn't apply. So I can't be a Gemara. So the entire yisod of this drasha is predicated on the assumption of hakani biyush. So we were quick to point out that that's a loaded assumption, hakani biyush, because that's a big machlokes in the Gemara Bava Kama. Is that really true? That if Reuben steals something from Shimon and Shimon gave up hope, therefore what? Does yush even mean anything in the parish of Gezela? So according to some opinions, yes. According to others, no. So if you follow that view in the Gemara that yush is kona, then I can understand this Gemara. If you think that yush is not kona by Gezela, then you have to revamp this Gemara. You have to say when the Gemara says that kind of yush, it doesn't mean only yush. It means yush plus something. What that plus is, whether you want to plug in Shin Yashem, Shin Rishus, those are going to be all part of the next sugya. But you have to plug something into the Gemara. When the Gemara says Hakanya Biyush is Lab Dafka Biyush alone, and Tosus actually makes reference, it was actually a Giris that said Hakanya, it didn't even have the word Biyush. So again, how are you going to reap Shah in that Gemara? What's going to be the ultimate proof that there's a concept of Mitzvah Aveira is going to definitely depend upon what you think, whether Gazan is or is not going to be Biyush. But which really throws us all the way back to Bava Kama now. Well, what should the din be? Should a gazlan be kind of yush? And not be kind of yush. Now, obviously, we don't mean to be kind of to the extent of not having to pay anything. That's absurd. But do we say that the gazlan is kona vis-a-vis, he keeps the object and just pays cash? Or do I say, no, it's dvar patelim, yush is not a kinyan. Yush doesn't work when it comes to gazelim. So that is a machlekes, the famous machlekes amurayim. And again, our entire Gemara hinges upon that machlekes. We have to understand what is that about. Why should or should not Gazan be going to be Yush? So we spent a lot of time in the last two shiurim talking about Yush in general. We had to identify why Yush works by Aveda. You can't even begin to discuss by a Gazela if you understand it by Aveda. So we had a lot to talk about that Rashi, and we spoke a lot about the Rambad, and all the Kashas, and Terutzim, Yush Bishus, and Ktaisim. We threw a lot of things flying around the last couple of shiurim. But it was all just a lead up to really tonight's shiur. Should it or should it not be counted by Gezela? So what is the Nakuda? Why should it or should it not be counted by Gezela? So if we take a look back at Bava Kama, I resent when the Maram comes again because we've had so many other Maram comes since I didn't want to get lost in the shuffle, but we either have it in, from a couple of weeks ago or from this past week. So it all hinges on the Gemara Daf Samach Vav in Bava Kama. So if you take a look at the Gemara in Samach Vav, it's about two-thirds down, when the Gemara first red line is Ad, when the Gemara says, Yush Amra Baradidik, this is Rabba speaking, that we've established that Yush is Kona, by Gezela, We're not sure whether it's deraisa or whether it's derabbanan. What's Rabba Sofek? Ideraisa, midavia motzia veda. So it's the same as motzia veda, derived from motzia veda. But if you skip down a little bit, a couple of lines down, the first little line is kani. Oh, Dilma. The other tzad to say, and this is the critical line, lo dami li aveda. No, maybe we have no right to extrapolate gizela from aveda. What is the difference? Aveda lu b'chiasa liyadi b'teira asa liyadi. By aveda, when I pick it up, I wasn't doing anything wrong. The fellow was already misyash. Oh, hi. Came into the isura saliyade. In the case of a gazlan, he only got a piyasur. So in a Torah, we cannot compare gazela to aveda. At best, it could work with the rabbanon, who the rabbanon nikkei, but the kana shashav. And maybe Chazal made a special takona to help people be chosen with tshuva. So maybe to let the gazlan keep it with the rabbanon, but with the raisa not, because it's not similar to Multi Aveda. Rabbi Yosef puts the icing on the cake by saying, I'm a Yush and a kind of film with the Rabban. Rabbi Yosef says, guess what? Your distinction between Aveda and Gizela is a very, very good one. And don't tell me there was a din the Rabban that was added on, because in fact there wasn't any. So the Gazlan is not calling that many times over the Rabban. So when all the dust settles on Samachvav, there are three logical possibilities. One is Gizela and Aveda are all the same, they're identical. You derive one from another. It's Kona Minatar in both. Or Minatar, it's not going to not Kona, but with the Rabbanah, we're going to make it the Kona should be Kona. Where Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not Kona Minatar, not Kona even with the Rabbanah. So the real phrase that is very, very vague, very, very unclear in the sugi is, Isura Asa Liyadi. Now what do I mean when I say it's not clear Isura Liyadi? It seems pretty obvious. By Motzi Aved, you're not doing anything wrong. By Gezela, you're doing everything wrong. What I mean is, yes, it's true that the gezela is the isur liyasa liyadei, but therefore what? Why is that important? Why is that factor critical in inhibiting yush or being kanya? We say this over many, many times. Sometimes, you know, I'll ask a shayla, the boys in the shir, and the boy will give me a gavaldig chiluch, and I'll say to him, what you said is 100% true. You know, I guess you can say the biggest rank out of my shir is true, but... True but irrelevant. I mean, it's true. That's nice. It's a very true statement, but it's irrelevant to the discussion. So if I was challenging the Gemara, I would say, it's true but irrelevant. It happens to be that a Gazlan and a Motzi Aveda are not similar in that one is Be'isser and one is Be'heter. Why is that relevant? Why does that impact them? There are a lot of differences between a Gazlan and an Aveda. You know, a Gazlan, he's a tough guy. He's 6'7". Bal Aveda, guy, Motzi Aveda is 5'2". What does that do with anything? The fact that one's doing an affair, one's an avarian, one's a fisher, and one's a nice guy. What does that do? Why is that impact on Yush being kind? So, Tosfos has a line where Tosfos is sensitive to this difference, but doesn't quite spell out the whole story. If you take a look at the bottom Tosfos, the Tel Aviv and Malach, came into Bisuras the other day. Mikan Mashma says Tosfos. Yush ain't kehefke gomor. DMK, afilu bosa de osliyadi bisura, yuchal miknos vene hefker. That's all we need for Tosfos. Tosfos says from the fact that the Gemara is entertaining this possibility of bisura osliyadi, which according to Rav Yosef and even according to Rabbi may actually be true, this filu is true but and relevant. Says Tosfos, it's this nekuda in the sugya that tells us something fundamentally about what Yush is not. You know what Yush is not? Yush is not synonymous with Hefker. Yush and Hefker, at first glance, sound like very similar. Here, I'm basically pulling away and letting everybody take it. And here, I'm pulling away and letting everybody take it. Says Tosfos, don't fall into that rut to equate the two. What's Tosfos' Raya? What's the Raya Brewer that the two are not equated? Would anybody question whether I could be mafkir something just because the other fellow picked it up a yisur? What's that doing? If you stole something from me, and then you and a balaveri, and I'm trying to get you in base, and then 6 months later I say, you know what? I'm mafkir that item. Would anybody say, no, sorry, hefker doesn't work? Hefker doesn't work because it was originally taken by yisur. What are the words? Why in the world should the netila be yisur impact on the ability to be mafkir? So Cestosis, and the fact that the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that the Isser is impacting on the ability of Misiyahish, But you see from here that Yish and Hefka are not the same. They cannot possibly be the same. Hefka for sure works. Like Mechicha Teisa doesn't. It must be that Yish is not Hefka. The problem is that's where Teisa pretty much ends the discussion. We go on talking about tangential issues. Is that true or not true? So what is that? Teisa did not tell you what Yish is. They just told you what Yish is not. It doesn't help me much. I want to know what Yish is. I want to know what Yish is not. So how can we get a little bit deeper into Tosis? What is Tosis really, really saying? By highlighting that Hefker it's not, because Hefker for sure will work, even though it's Misiris Liyade. And Yush somehow is going to fall short because of Misiris Liyade. What is Tosis really saying? L'chora, Tosis is highlighting the following Nakuda. Whenever we deal with a change in status that involves two parties. So, for example, I'm selling something to you, or I'm being makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash, or I'm being mafkir something to the communal funds, whatever you want to call it, Mr. Hefker. You have to focus on what is being kaveh the chalos. Is the chalos is the change of status emanating from the no sin in a sense? Or is the change of status ultimately revolving around the Makabel? That's a critical question. Who is really calling the shots? Or maybe a combination of the two. Who is really being clear? Who's really establishing that the change just took place? Is the Nosei, the Makdish, the Moichet, the Mafker, the driver's seat? Or is everything hinging upon the Makabel somehow is playing a major role? So the Chora, the Svar of Yisur Asal Yadin, is pointing a finger at the Makabel, at the person who wants to be Zoicha from the Davash and Yush, and saying, no, you can't be the one. Since what you did was Be'isur, since you picked up something Be'isur, somehow that inhibits you from being Koina, this object. But if you're going to tell me that the focus of the particular Chalos revolves around the no saying, not around the Makabel, what does it matter to me? He's Mechal Shabbos. What does it matter? He's the Gazan. What does that do to me? The chalos is taking place under the driver's seat. Machpatli, he's the passive recipient. So just how active a role is the recipient playing in this particular chalos? If the recipient is playing a major role and you need his input, so then I can begin to understand the svara. Wait a second. How could his input be accepted by the halacha if the input is being done like a din? It's almost like komay dam rachman lo savin. Torah says don't do it, so you can't really do it. What he's doing doesn't really register in Chesh Mishpah, because he's not supposed to be doing it in the first place. So if the focus is on the recipient, then I can begin to understand why Suli Asli Yad is a factor. But if everything revolves around the no sein, so machpatli, that he's doing something wrong. So comes the Nesivus and says, that's the secret of this Tosis, and this is the secret of the entire Sugya. Says the Baal Nesivus, the following Yesod HaYesodis, says in the Sivas, if you want to know where Hefker and Yush part ways, I'll explain it to you. But says in the Sivas, and what if we explain to you and give you a little bit of Akadama? I'm going to reference a Sugya, I didn't put it on the Memorandum, but I'm going to say it out there. I'm going to reference a Sugya in Maseches Nedarim. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the end of Maseches Nedarim between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabban about the following Shaila. The person is Mafkir something. It's a Mishyash. The person is Mafkir something. Who means Mafkir? His property. And nobody's picked it up yet. No one's got around to picking it up yet. Anyone could at moment's notice pick it up, but nice that nobody picked it up yet. And then an hour later, Reuven feels this. You know, that was the silliest thing I ever did to be Mafka. I want to be Chayza. I want to back out. Back off from my youth. I'm sorry, from my Hefker. Now, there's no question that if Reuven goes out and picks up the item himself, of course he can undo the Hefker. He's no worse than anybody else. But he didn't do that. He was mafkir his animal out in the middle of the field somewhere, and he's sitting in his house, and you know what? Bad move. I want to retract what I just said. So Rabbi Yossi has the following statement. Rabbi Yossi says, formulates the rule, hefker kematana. A hefker is like a matana. Ma matana adiyosu liyad zoicha. A hefker adiyosu liyad zoicha. Just as a matana is not meaningful until the other person receives it. If I just make a statement, I want to give a gift to Reuben, but Reuben didn't pick it up, he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan on it, so my words are Dvar Batalin. So the whole Kinyan is hinging upon the Zechias HaZoicha. So says Rabbi Yossi, just as a matana depends upon the zchias halakef, zchias hazoicha, so too, hefker, in order for hefker to be valid, hefker is basically meaningless until the other fellow picks it up. That's Rabbi Yossi's chiddush. And the Rabbanim said, lohoyot v'arayelum. The Rabbanim said, it's not true. The Rabbanim say, hefker, misha hefker, done, finished. Now, again, if Reuven wants to go back to the field and go pick up the animal himself and be zoich on the hefker, he's no worse than anybody else. But if he just says with words alone, sorry, I'm backing out, bit la hefker, and somebody in the interim grabs it, it belongs to the other fellow. Because the Rabbanim say that once you are mafker, it's over, it's not, it's history. This principle of hefker is not something that the Rabbanim made up, it's a din deraisa. The principle of hefker is a deraisa principle. The Gemara actually says that the makor in the Torah itself, in this idea of hefker, the only model the Torah gives of hefker is per shvius. The Torah says, v'ashvius tishpitenu v'tashta. In addition to the surim of not working the land during Shemitah, in addition to the din of Kedushas Bereshvias, one of the din of Bereshvias is you have to be mafkir in the tashta, you have to leave them for everybody. So the Gemara says that you see from here that the Torah recognizes this concept of being mafkir something. So when it comes to Bereshvias, the Torah is mitzaviyah to be mafkir. The Torah is not mitzaviyah to be mafkir your animals, not mitzaviyah to be mafkir your cars. But the fact that the Torah speaks about a din of momentistic echalois that is required, that is incumbent upon in Shemitah, you see that the Torah recognizes this concept of dinim mamim. So there's a din derais of hefker, and now Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan are finding it out as to what the intricacies, how it works. According to Rabbi Yossi, the zechias alekeach, the zechias azoich is a critical component of hefker, and kol zman hasn't been accomplished, the hefker hasn't really taken effect. And the Rabbanan say, no, misha hefker, it's already done, it's already history, it's already finished, the chalos is over. Comes in the Sivis and says, no question, we pass on like the chacham, chacham to Rabbi Yossi. Yochanan Rav, I'm going to follow the Chacham. No question about that. Says in Nesivis, even though we reject Rabbi Yossi's version of Hefker, what Rabbi Yossi said about Hefker, catch this one, we say about Yush. Rabbi Yossi's Hefker is the halach equivalent of our Yush. That's the great, that's the Yesod HaYesodos of Nesivis. And he says that's exactly what Tosis means in the balance of Vav and Aleph, that Mikan Ma'ash Rosh Yush Enel Kehefker. Why? If Yush and Hefker would be synonymous, would be equivalent to one another. So just as we pass it against Rabbi Yossi, that the Hefker takes effect solely mikoyach the dibor of the mafkir, ma'ich papli, whether it's asa b'isur, the other or not. By real Hefker, that wouldn't be a factor. Even to learn by that Yush and Hefker would be synonymous with one another, just as by Hefker we wouldn't care about Isur the other, we wouldn't care about it by Yush either. So Taka, why do we care about? Why is the Yisus the other factor? The answer is because unlike Hefker, Yush does depend upon the other fellow being Mekabalah. And therefore, if there's an inhibition, there's something that's preventing the other person being Zoycha, namely it's Yisus Yadeh, so the Torah is not willing to recognize that Zechir Bailos that it's being done by Yisur. So since the Zoycha min HaYush hands are tied, the man of the Yush that it wasn't Chal. The Yush wasn't Taifes, and it still belongs to the Gazlan. So the whole Yush is hinging upon the Zechias HaZoich, which cannot take place, because the Halacha has tied the hands of the Gazlan, because the Yisur HaSaliyadeh, and therefore Yush is not Koina. That's the Lomda Sotavar. That's the Nesivus Hazvart. That's what's going on in Tzavach Bava Menalf. That's what Yisur HaSaliyadeh is all about. The Yisur from the Nesivus. So here, you find something a little bit uncharacteristic.
The problem is the Gemara says Kanya.
No, which line? Here?
Right over here.
So again, so that's what Tosis already, we have Bava Kamra and Sukkah.
And Sukkah.
So that's exactly what Tosis raises a red flag on that. So Tosis says that, wait a second, behold, the Yush is not Koina, so what's going on? So we take a look back on Lamed Amud Aleph. So Tosis says, Yush Kanye. So Tosis says, Tosis quotes, Yesh Svarb de Garcin and Hocha HaKanye Vesulo. And if you don't have the Gears HaKanye Vyush, if you have the Gears HaKanye, so that would mean you are kind of a Yush plus Shin Rishul, Shin Yashem, something else that's gonna help you put you over the top, whatever the longness of that is, coming attractions for the future. So that's exactly what Torah says, not just the kachta. You hold that Yush is not kind of a gazela, you have to reread Agamar. You're 100% right. So uncharacteristic of a sugya, of a lomdusha sugya, lomdusha klal, be a lomdus. If I would say the name Ketzos to you, you're going to think, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm about to quote your Ketzos and disagrees with the Nesivus. Believe it or not only does the Ketzos agree with this Nesivus, But he says, I'm going to bring you a raya brewer that Nesivus is right. That's already, you have to appreciate the Tzais is supporting the Nesivus, but I'll tell you, it's not really true. The Tzais wasn't really supporting the Nesivus. I'll tell you who he was really supporting. He was supporting his own brother. The Tzais had a very famous brother called the Trumas HaKri, the Kuntus HaSfekis. He wrote a lot about this farm. So the Tzais had a tremendous, utmost respect for his brother. So the Tzais quotes that his brother had a shtickle Torah, which is identical to what the Nesivus says. And for a different reason, a whole other. And says, I'm going to bring you a ride that my brother's right. And in passing, I'm going to bring you a ride that my brother's right. I'm also going to show the Nesivus also going to be right. So don't think the Tzais was just coming just to save him. He would have saved him also, but he's coming really to save his brother. My eye, what's his brother? His brother? What are the two seconds we have to say? So, take a look at the bottom of some of Baba Rabbah. Continue with the second of Baba. And the Tzais had a phenomenal insight into this Gevara, which is ultimately going to save the day, which is going to ultimately support the Nesivus, which is going to put everything into perspective for our purposes. So we left off two lines on the bottom with the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Tachlis, bottom line, is Yush Koine or Zanakoine? Tachlis, at the end of the Achorik Chlesakol, is Yush going to be Koine by Gezeil or not? Eisvei Rabbi Yosef the Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef is trying to bring a riot against Rabbi, trying to prove to us that Yush is not Koine at all, not the Reis and not the Rabbanah, but Gezeil Yisroos and Yodhe is trumps everything. It's not Koine B'chol. Eisev Yosef. Gozal Chometz the Ovra Lof HaPesach. Reuven steals Shimon's Chometz. He breaks into his house 3 days before Pesach and steals all his pizzas, or maybe other kind of Chometz that he may be going out to steal. He steals all his Chometz. And then what happens? All this Chometz is sitting by the Gazlon and Pesach comes. So now it's never Chometz over Pesach. So after Pesach, this Chometz is also Bano, which is, it's a fascinating topic in and of itself, nothing to do with us, so why did it become Chometz over Pesach? It only becomes Chometz over Pesach because somebody violated by Rabbi Motzei. So we're not sure who violated, the Gazlon, the Nigzlon, neither both, that's already a Pesachim topic, not for now. But somebody apparently violated by Rabbi Motzei, and the Mishnah says, go to Chometz over Pesach, and now the Gazlon comes the day after Yontif, and he wants to be a real nice guy, he's going to return the pizza. Because you return the Baal of Shnaps. So what's the dinner? Can you do that or not? So if I was the Nigzal, I'd say, you Meshugida, you Rosh Marusha, you stole my Shnaps 3 days before Pesach, now I couldn't sell it to Mr. Brown, now you can give it back, you're talking about Noah. What am I going to do with that Shnaps now? You stole $1,000 of Shnaps, and you can give me back garbage, and we still have to throw down the drain. So if you would ask me, I'd say the Nigzal has every right to scream, Shrachavikayim, and not accept the Shnaps back, and guys will have to pay. So that's not what the Mishnah says now. Eisav Yosef Rabba, it's a Mishnah in the ninth parak. Gozal Chometz over Pesach. Omulah on the top of Samach Baba Mabeis. Omulah HaReisha Chometz Anecha. The Gazlan has a right to come to the Nigzal and say, I stole a bottle of Schnapps. Here it is. Here's the Schnapps back. So the Nigzal says, but now it's also Benoah. So the Gazlan says, so what? It's a bottle of Schnapps. It's the same Schnapps. Omulah HaReisha Chometz Anecha. And the Mishnah says, guess what? He can get away with it. Again, we're not giving him Mafti Yonah for getting away with this, but he could theoretically get away with that claim of Aresh Chol for now. So the Gemara challenges that Mishnah. Comes of Yosef and says, the hybrid is a effect of Yosef. Why should that be so? Kevan de Mata Idan Isura. Once Pesach comes, Vada Miyayish. There's no question that the Nisra is Miyayish from this Shabbos. There's no question that it comes, well, it's time of Bia Chometz. At the Nigzal's thinking, Nebuch, 3 days ago, a guy broke into my house and stole my schnapps. What do I need that schnapps for? It's Pesach anyway, forget it. It's also going to anyway, forget it. So he completely gave up hope. So he was Mesiyash. So comes with Yosef with the following attack against Rabbah. The Esal Kedai Techi Yush Kona. If you are going to tell me that Yush is Kona, am I Obala Meshchal Fanecha? How can the Gazlan say Hareshchal Fanecha to the Nigzal? If he was Kona it, let's not forget, if you're Kona the Gezeila, what's the din? What do you have to pay?
Money.
Cash. But men devamamurim that you may shift the Gezeila, the Hesha is like Gezeila, that's if you were in Kona. But if you were Kona, then the game's over. If you were Kona, then you get to keep it and you have to give cash. So the Taina of HaReisha Cholofanecha only makes sense. Kozman the Gaza wasn't Kaina. But if the Gaza was Kaina, so what kind of Harish Kofana? You have to take cash value of what it was, Bishasa Gazela.
The Gazlan can't return the object if he's Kone?
He could, but he could returning it as domim, as shavu kesef possibly, but this is not shavu kesef anymore because it's worthless because it's also bano. So it's a different kind of a chiyuv. So kolzman that the thousand wasn't koyne, it's a chiyuv hashavas hagazela. So hashavas hagazela lends itself to the svar eshalafanecha. The kolzman that the gazlan was koyne, then it's a chiyuv tashlumin, and chiyuv tashlumin has to be worth the value of what it was shasgad. It's not worth anything. So that's Rabbi Yosef's kash. It's a very deep kash. Rabbi Yosef saying, "So if you're right, Rabba, that Yush is koyne, what kind of reish chalafanecha? Domim na'aliyba l'shulmelei." So it sounds like it's an absolute proof positive that Yush is in fact not koyne. So listen to what Rabba's response was. Amaleinu, ki ka amina ana zemis yaish v'zeh rotzel liknos hay zemis yaish. What was Rabba's response? Rabba says that of course Yush is koyne. It could be to the koyne derived. It could be to the right from a Veda. Yush is koyne. The only thing is, Yush is only koyne when?
If the
Mekabel wants it. If the Mekabel doesn't want it, so he doesn't want it. I can't force something on you. So if you don't want it, you don't want it.
But
he steals it. Now, when did he steal it? He stole it 3 days before Pesach. He thought he was going to drink schnapps. But he's a frum gazlan. He's not going to own chametz on Pesach. Gazlan, yeah, but by Yehuda, but say no. So comes the Gemara and says that it's understood that this gazlan doesn't really want it on Pesach. So since when the moment of truth comes, when the chametz comes, also but no, when the nigzel is mishayish, the gazlan is telling us, I don't want it. I mean, he's not literally telling us, but figuratively, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be zoichan davar also but no. So therefore, Yush, although normally would be koyne, said Rabba, in this case it falls short. Since Yush falls short in this case, the Mela, the Gazlan, could still say Reish Chalafanecha. Ad kan devar Gemara. So let's just think this through. We have to digest the Shachmatayim. This is a very, very fascinating Shachmatayim between the Hilge Amarai, between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef saw in this Mishnah Araya that Yush is not koine, because once it's koine, then it's over, you have to pay domim. No way you could say Rishol Fanecha. And Rabbi said, no. Normally you're koine. And this is the court, this is the exception to the rule, because the Gazan doesn't want to be koine. Where's the cash in this Gemara? Where's the cash in Rabbi? Rabbi said, I really honestly believe Yush is koine all the time. And this is the court, this is the Yotze Nikla.
Is it retroactive when your Miyayesh doesn't? Isn't
Kinyan
right when you first took it?
You're mechavin like to a very, very fancy Rav Chaim and Rav Chanan. We're going to have to talk about later, but I'm not sure it's going to help us here. What is problematic with the rabbi you said? Rabbi said that the Gazlan screaming, I don't want it, I don't want to be balabarant by Rav Matzai. I don't want it.
But he's screaming now. It's not the question. At 3 days ago, when he stole it, he did want it.
But that's true. But what happened 3 days ago doesn't matter because the owner was Mesiyash. The nigza was owner Mesiyash once this manasseh comes. So it strikes 11:38. When it comes the Mugan of Rome's mouth, whatever man it is, and he says, the nigzel says, forget about it, I don't want it anymore. And the Gazan also says, I don't want it anymore. So what's the problem? Rabbi say, I really believe you're just going there.
The Yavapich is not Kone when it comes to Isser.
What?
Did we say before?
No, that was Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi held. Rabbi is working with the assumption that even the Isser, right?
I don't know. It's Asser and Hana. How can you be
Kone? Okay, so you're asking a kasha on the Gemara. How could the Gemara even think that you can be Kone? It's almost like Gita Vyar Baram Kiecha. It's a good question. There's a revash about that. That's a very good question. But that's not the clue that I'm asking.
Why do we think that the owner was Messiahish only when Pesach came?
But that was the premise of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kozman, that when it's 9 o'clock in the morning, he still thinks he may get it back. He'll get it back. And he'll have a good schnapps to drink at his time as Bechari see him. But when it hits 11:42, whatever it is, his man's over, he's not getting back anymore.
So why didn't he return it then in the Metzias of the case, why didn't he return it for Pesach? He doesn't want it.
I think it's not. No.
The case is, but the
Chazal are depicting the case. So we don't want to change the scenario of the case. But I wonder, something bothering me here. Something very, very, very difficult in this about what Rabbi just said. that from the Gosling's vantage point, he doesn't want it. I'll say good, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be Zeichel. But what? Still. Wasn't the what? Wasn't the Nigzal Mesiyash? So the Nigzal was Mesiyash. So Mach partly that the Gosling doesn't want to be Kanya. But the Nigzal was Mesiyash already. Kol's man rabba holds that Yush is valid by Gazela. So Kol's man that the Nigzal was Mesiyash, what? Kol's man, it's not his anymore. So if it's not his anymore, how could the Gosling turn around and say what magic words? Hare Shechol Fanecha. Rav is trying to explain what's enabling the Gosling to say Reish Chol Fanecha. So Rav is saying what enables the Gosling to say those magic words, Reish Chol Fanecha, get off scot-free by giving him a bottle of garbage now after Pesach, is because the Kinyan didn't take effect, even though Yish is going to eat, Kinyan didn't take effect, and therefore it still belongs 100% to the Nigzal. What do you mean? Why is it belong to the Nigzal? The Nigzal was Mesiyash. You want to tell me the Gosling wasn't Zoicha, that may be true, but the Nigzal was Mesiyash. So what in the world is the Gemara, what does Rava mean? Rava says, I really truly believe that Yush is a Kenyan, Gavali a Kenyan, but in this case, the Gosling is not going to get it because he doesn't want it. Good. We're masking. I'm asking the Gosling is not going to get it. What is that? What's the meaning?
Yush is not Hefker.
Oh, so what's the answer? No? So who read this Gemara and said, this is the Raya? This is the Ketzosis Raya for the Mesiyas.
That Yush isn't
Hefker. This is the Raya. Says the Ketzos, it's lit in this line, says the Ketzos. The fact that everything is hinging upon the Zoche being Zoche, and since the Gosling doesn't want to be Zoche, so that Kol's man, the Zoche is not Zoche, the Yush is not Toyfeis. So the Yush of the Mesiyash is totally the Oymed on the Zechias HaZoicha. And if the Zoicha min HaYush is not Zoicha for whatever reason, either because, according to some, it's Yisrael Shel Yadei, in other cases, or we have in a Rotze, you name the reason, if there's something that's impeding the Zoicha for being Zoicha, that will undermine the validity of the Yush, even mitam the Mesiyash. Because fundamentally, as Tosis and the Siva said, Yush is not Hefker. That's the Tosis Raya. The Tosis, it's a fascinating Tosis in Siman Tovav. It took him a half a line to say this Raya. The Tosis quotes his brother Shtikl Torah, and then he says, "V'nirli Raya Brura La'achi, V'ayin Bavakam Sevavav Mabez, Zeyna Rotsa Likinois, Ma'ichbab Nizizeh, Ayin Shom." That's it. That was his whole ride. Mamash, it took him half a line to present what took me 10 minutes to say. This is the Ketzos' Raya. Sounds like a very, very powerful Raya. You ever read the Raya? We'll keep the Dechias Raya within the family. In the Sefer, Truma Sakri, written by Ketzos' brother, where he develops this Yisod. So, at the bottom of the Truma Sakri, there were notes that were written 2-3 generations later by a grandson-in-law of the Truma Sakri. Right? I think his granddaughter's husband, I'm not mistaken, I forgot already who exactly the film, the cancellation. But it was about 50, 60 years later. There were hagolos that were written on the Truma Sakri, where he quotes this Rai from the Elta, the Elta Feta, from the great uncle from the Ketzos. And he says, nearly, that's not a Raya. So they're still fighting out. 160 years later, the same family, they're still fighting out. What's the Dicha of the Raya? So a fascinating Yisoid. Mamashe, Lomdash, Lomdash Yisoid. You have to hold on. Not the Halt Kop, but the Lomdash Yisoid. It is clear from this Gemara that the ability to say, Harei Shechol Fanecha, depends upon the item still belonging to the Nigzal. If it belongs to the Nigzal, then you can say Reish Chol Fanecha. If it doesn't, if you are Koine, then you can't say Reish Chol Fanecha. That's like the ABCs of the Sugya. Why is that true? The Gemara never explains why that Yisod is. It rings out loud and clear from the Daf. That is obviously the Yisod of Yisodus. If it still belongs to the Nigzal, then we can entertain say Reish Chol Fanecha. If it doesn't, then the game's over. What is the Ikuv HaDover? What is it about that belonging to Nigzal, not belonging to Nigzal, that ultimately is going to determine whether it's Reish Chol Fanecha? So you can understand it in one of two ways. I'm brisket hiki. One of two ways. What is the impediment? What is preventing you from saying Shema Lefanecha if it doesn't belong to the Zalim anymore? So you can take a pshuta that it's munach in the words. Listen to the words. Hare, what's the next word? Shalcha Lefanecha. The only way that you can get away with handing a guy something that's worthless and say, Ben Yotze Mechiv, is because it is. It means I did what the Torah said. The Torah says, give the guy back what belongs to him. I gave him back what belongs to him. So Kozban, that it belongs to him, I could say, if for whatever reason it doesn't belong to him, then I know that I'm a chutzpah. I can't say the words. So what's shach? Give it back. Garbage. Is that the pshat? Or is there another pshat? You know why you can't say Reish Chol Fanecha? The din of Reish Chol Fanecha is a prat, is a detail in the mitzvah of Hashavas HaGezeila. Kol zman that you're doing Hashavas HaGezeila, Hashavas HaGezeila means I can return the object. And it doesn't interest me how much the object is worth. If I stole an animal and it was worth $1,000 and now you know, it's a bad time for prices in the animal market, now it's down to $200, tough luck. I'm doing Hashavas HaGezeila. We don't look at value. It's Hashavas HaGezeila. The Cheftz has to be returned, the Cheftz is returned to finish. But remember we said that every once in a while someone steals something and Hashavas HaGezeila doesn't apply anymore. It's a new, almost like a new mitzvah. What's the new mitzvah? Tashlumin. If I steal wood and turn into a table, I don't have to do Hashavas HaGezeila anymore. I have to have Tashlumin. I owe you the money for Hashavas HaGezeila. Hashavas HaGezeila and Tashlumin L'chud. The din of Haresh Chol Fanecha is a prat in Hashavas HaGezeila. But once the Gazlan becomes Mechuyev in a different Mechayev, the Mechayev of Tashlumi HaGezeila, so it's Ois Haresh Chol Fanecha. So it sounds very similar, but there's tremendous differences in the two. What is the ikov? What is preventing the saying of Haresh Chol Fanecha? Is it all revolve around, does it belong to the Nigzel or not? If it belongs to the Nigzel, yes, you can say Hareish Chol Fanecha. If it doesn't belong to the Nigzel, then you can't say it. Because Hareish Chol Fanecha requires that literal translation of Shalcha, it's yours. Everything hinges upon that magic word Shalcha. Well, that's going down the wrong path. What's enabling me or preventing me from saying Hareish Chol Fanecha is not Neveh, it doesn't emanate from the Nigzel. It emanates from me. It starts with me, namely, if I'm a chuyev in mitzvahs v'heishvahs egzela, then I can say whatever I want. I can say v'heish chol fanecha. But if the name of my chuyev is tashlumin, tashlumin means cash, value. How can I give him a piece of garbage? I have to pay him the full value of what it was, b'shas egzela. Comes the magia of the Jewish Akri, his great grandson-in-law, and says, that's what he's going to disagree with the Ktzos. The Ktzos put the entire emphasis, all his eggs are in the basket of, is it shalcha or not? And the Ktzos was bothered with the kasha. Wait a second. The fact that the Gazlan doesn't want to be Zocha Nisurin, how does that impact on whether it's Shaloy of the Gazlan, of the Nigzel? The Nigzel was Mishayash already. So it's not his anymore. So that's what the Ktzos was forced to say. No. If the Gazlan's not Koineh, that undermines the essence of Yush, because Yush is not Hefker, and Yush depends upon Zuchiyas HaZoicha. And you see from here that the Chumash agreed, the deceivers, everybody's right. Because push comes to shove, says the Ktzos, everything hinges, the ability or inability to say Shemach Benach depends upon is it Shalom of the Nigzal or not. Says the great-grandson-in-law, and says, no. Itaka was Yaitse Mishus HaNigzal. When the Nigzal is Mishayish on something, it's Yush. It's Efker. It's not his anymore. The Yush is Toifes Lagamre. It's Toifes Miyad. But what's the problem? The Yush is toy face, but what's not toy face? I'm not going in it, because I can't be cutting out Karchi. So now it's a limbo. According to the Ktzos, it's not a limbo. According to the Ktzos, it still belongs to the Nigzel. Because if it didn't belong to the Nigzel, you can't say Shechol Fanecha. According to the Magi of the Chibur Sakri, it's not true. It doesn't belong to the Nigzel anymore. It's like a Yatze Mishusa. The Nesivis and the Chibur Sakri are wrong. It's like a not Yatze Mishus. It's like a Yatze Mishusa and Nigzel. But as long as it wasn't Nichlas Mishusa, Gazlan, what is the engine that drives the Chiyuv Tashlumin? What creates the Chiyuv Tashlumin that undermines the Chiyuv Hashava? It's Knis L'Shus HaGazlum. And the Gazlum is coin of the item. That's what kicks in the Chiyuv of Tashlumin. So Kolzman, that hasn't occurred. So lo echpatli whether it's Yaitzim L'Shus HaNikzel. It's completely irrelevant. The only Nekuda that's relevant is the Knis L'Shus HaGazlum, which the Maisa hasn't happened because the Gazlum doesn't want it. So the Magia says, openly through the Kriyin L'Ktsoy, and the Nesivas are not right. There's no right from this Gemara today that you say. Itaka Yush is a Maitzim L'Shus HaNikzel 1,000%. But whether or not it's going to be nichlus or just the gazlan depends on what the gazlan wants. The gazlan doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. If he doesn't want it, then he was not mechuyev in tashlumin. He's vayta mechuyev in hashava and hashava. So good. So hashava. So reshachol
for nechum. But it's not chom shavu pesach, and it's ownerless. It's ownerless because chom shavu pesach is only a knas if there's an owner.
So that's a very very tricky question. Why this became chom shavu pesach in the first place? So that's already a more of a psachim question. It could be it's chavish lo pesach because the gazel is chayiv and achrayus on it. That may be a whole other ball game.
But in the way that the Magi is explaining it, no one has any achrayus and no one has ownership over it.
You may have by Rav Matzah even without ownership. Just the fact that I'm chayiv and achrayus, and if something happens to it, I'm going to have to pay cash for it. So that may be almost like a shomer. I'm a kabbal achrayus on a pikadim. That's a shayla. That's when Rishonim talk about this on the tzadivav. That's a big discussion when Rishonim about this. So go upon him. When all the dust settles, everything revolves around this chiddush of the ktsas. It tells us this gevaldik breakthrough, which in the Sibas of Shalom times was about Yisroel Suliyadei. Everything is hinging upon this yisod. The Yishu is not like Efker. And the ktsas said, it's written, mamish here. It's in front of our very eyes. And the Magia said, no, it's not. No, it's not in front of our very eyes. The Gemara didn't say anything about it. The Gemara is talking a different language. Look how many. Habaycha Yivchar. You choose when you want to go down the path of the ktsas, Trumas Akri, and the Sibas. Where you want to go down the Magia? If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, in one of his shuvas, also had the same mahalach as the Magia. He also, I think, is quoted as saying he thought that the Magia was correct against the Gedolei, the early Gedolei Echronim. Bottom line is, what does that do with us? Everything under the sun for us, because we're learning Sukkah. We have a little bit of a kamba derech agav, but we're really learning Sukkah, and we have a Gemara Masech Sukkah that tells us that mitzvah b'aveira is hinging upon the fact Hakanye. We're just not sure what Hakanya means. B'yush, Hakanya B'yush plus something else. So now let's go back to Masechah Sukkah. Let's see if we can start a little bit of a start on the next one. So comes the Gemara and said, somebody is kona something with something. The Gazan is kona the object with something. We're not sure Yush or Yush plus. So Tosa says, you know, if we want to know the correct pshat in the Gemara, whether our Gemara is assuming that Yish is kind of Yish is not kind of Gezela, why don't we look at the Bala Memra? Who's doing the talking here? So we know exactly who's doing the talking. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is said this Bishum of Shubha Yochai. Because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't literally a talent of Shubha Yochai. He's relating something to the name of Shubha Yochai. It's Rabbi Yochanan the Amora who's buying into this idea. So it says, tell us, it shouldn't be that difficult to search Shas and to see what Rabbi Yochanan personally held about the topic of Yush. Is Yush a kinyan for Gazan and Ganef or not? So what does Rabbi Yochanan have to say about this topic? So comes Tosis. Let's take a look. Beginning of the Tosis. Hakani B'Yush. Karina Be'alachem Yishalachem. Mashma Dekasav Rabbi Yochanan Yush Kedikon. It would appear from the super reading of Agamara that Yush is a kinyan by Gazel. Yochanan is on the Rabba team. Vikosha, the Bibaruba Ka'am Rabbi Yochanan, the Tashlumi Abba Chamisha, Chayuve Bein Mifne Yush, Bein Liacha Yush. The Iyush Kone, Amai Chayav, Shalom Tavech, Shalom Moichel. So Taisus did their research, they pressed the Google button, and they found a Rabbi Yochanan statement that they think commits Rabbi Yochanan to one side of the Shaila. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? The Gemara B'Kamal Samachas discusses the parasha of the Torah of Tavicha Mechira, Dal Behe. The Torah says the person steals a shor or seh, and then normally, if he's a gal, not a galzin, so he snuck into the guy's house, stole a shor and seh, so if he's caught, just stam as a gal, and he pays kesh al shnayim yishalim. But if he either shechts it or if he sells it, so then he's going to have to pay dollar for a cent, five times for a shor. Pasuk b'feresh and bashan b'shpatim. The Gemara Meruba raises the following question. Has the Nignav been Mishyayish or not? What's happened in the interim? So let's say Reuven steals Shimon's seh, now a week passes, has Shimon been Messiah or not? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who had what to say about this, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't really make the slightest bit of difference. That it doesn't matter whether the Nigdav was Messiah, the Nigdav was Messiah, the Ganav is still Chayav. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Not everybody agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. There's another opinion that maintains that if the owner was already Messiah, if the nickname was already Messiah, then the game's over. Then there's no subsequent chiyah for Dalai Bahay. Why not? What's the svar? It's his shor, it's his seh. If you're holding that Yush is Kona, so then it now belongs to the Ganav. Now again, we're not giving the Ganav off the hook. We're not saying he doesn't have to pay cash. But I'm not Chayav Dal Behei for Shechti an animal that I have to pay cash for. If at the end of the day I was Kona, so it's my animal, I owe you $1,000, whatever the animal's worth, B'Shatz Gameva, Tachlis, I'm allowed to Shechti now. It's my animal. If I come to the Rav and this Rabbi, I stole this animal this week, I know for a fact the owner was Messiah. So the rabbi would say, so Shech didn't need it. Could you enjoy it for lunch? It's your animal. It's yours to keep. So what kind of chayav dal behem? But for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, Tashlum yav v'chamish shechiyuvay bein lefnei yush, bein liyachay yush, so that's a raya brura, that he must be of the opinion that yush is not koina. That doesn't bode well for our sugya. Because if you really believe that Rabbi Yochanan personally held that yush is not koina, hey, wait a second, so how could Rabbi Yochanan see in this pasuk of Gazal and Piseach a mockup from Mitzvah Bavim Meir? Remember, the whole Gemara is hinging upon Hakanya B'Yush. Rabbi Yochanan, how could he make such a statement? So in fact, it's this kasha that Tosis says it a little bit here and there, a little bit clearer in the Kama, that led the Re, one of the Bali Tosis, to say, I'm convinced that the Girs in our Gemara is not really Hakanya B'Yush. It can't be Hakanya B'Yush. And if it is, it meant B'Yush V'chuvay plus something else. There is no way that Rabbi Yochanan personally could hold that Yush is going in, because that would be flying in the face of Rabbi Yochanan's statement in Bava Kamma. So it's actually that Gemara Bava Kamma Samachas that was the greatest support that Rabbi Yochanan could not really truly subscribe to the din of Yush being going in, because otherwise there's no way you could ever be chayef and alamei. Come the Rishonim of Bava Kamma, the Tosfos who've been in Paris of Bava Kamma, quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam, who said it wrong. It's not true. Our Gemara means what it says. Hakanya B'Yush, Rabbi Yochanan really buys into that. The Gazlan, the Ganav, they're all kind of B'Yush, no question about it. So how in the world could you be Chai of Dal Behei? It's yours? What's the answer? That's the answer, because there's a Gemara. I love them. Ki Gnov Ish, Shor Oseh, Utvacho, Umachoro. Did you steal a Shor Oseh? Yes. Were you Tavech the Shor Oseh? Yes. I, in the interim, you were Kona? So, what? So it comes out, there's a major machlokes between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Re, as to, in order to be chayef for dal behei, at the time that you shech, the time that you sell, it doesn't have to be something that's taka, still a dov ragonov, it still belongs to the nignav, and that's why the Torah is b'chayef for dal behei. Do I say no? I was yotzi all the psukim and chumash. I was yotzi all the conditions. I sold, and I sold. I, in the interim, I bought it from him, by the, so on, but I didn't do anything. So that machlokes Rebbeinu Tam and the Re is now critical for our sugya. So, Achareichos are back to square one. We're not sure how to read Agamar. Agamar says, Hakanye be something. So, according to the Re, it can't mean what it says. It's impossible for it to mean what it says. It cannot mean Hakanye be Yishluchud, because Rabbi Yochanan would never make such a statement. And Rabbi Tam said, yes, it could. It could mean it. That's okay. It could mean it. You have to pay Dalva. Rabbi Say, this Bachleik is Rabbi Tam and the Re as to what Rabbi Yochanan and what openly Agamar and Sukkah are saying. Is going to set the stage really, really for the next and the following. The whole thrust of this drasha of Avesim, Gozlos, and Pesach is saying that even though the fellow is Konet, it's his, it's still a problem of Mitzvah Bavi Aveira. Because otherwise we don't say, why can't I bring it? My Gozl is wasted to Kanta, what do you mean? Let me bring it. No. Even though you were Konet, in whatever shape or form you were Konet, whether you think Rebbeinu Tam is right, the Re is right, but if Tachlis you were Koina, Ava Bichain is about Mitzvah B'Aveira. Do we understand that? Do we understand that concept? I was Koina, and you're still slapping with Mitzvah B'Aveira? That's it well with us. Why don't I put forth the following argument? What are you telling me? Baba Maitza Mitzvah Yaveira. It's my shor now. It's my item. It's my set. Why are you calling that a Mitzvah Yaveira? It's over. The Yaveira did it. I clapped the chayt. That was last week. It's my shor now. Why is it called Mitzvah Yaveira?
It became yours, the Yisr.
Ooh, so that's a very, very tricky thing. Okay, very tricky. That fish is touching on. So I just want to just alert us to this potential problem. It's a huge chiddush the Gemara saying that you were kohen and it was still going to stop you in the midst of other days. So you could take the approach like that the fish is saying, yeah, you're right, it's yours, and chashivishma, it's yours, but Lamaisa and Aveira got this ball rolling, and therefore we're sorry to tell you that even though it's yours, it's still in the midst of other Aveira. That is a valid approach, and half through Shon probably do take that approach. But could somebody say something a little bit fancier than that? If you really believe that Yush is not Kanya, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you really believe that the Hakanya of Yush is Lav Dafka, that's not the right gear, so it doesn't really mean it. What's the real Kinyan? What really makes it yours? Yush plus. What's the plus?
Shinu
Hashem, Shinu Rishus, one of those kinds of things. What is creating that Shinu Hashem / Shinu Rishus? What did you do to create that Shinu Hashem, Shinu Rishus? What did you do? You were Machdish, the animal. That means the Hekdish itself
is
facilitating, in a sense,
the Avera.
I mean, it's all Wabang Yechad. You want to turn around and bring an animal as a carbon, that the only way we were machshir as hektish is because you were kona through the hektish, which is an extension of the gzeil. That's a little too much for us to swallow. Lu yitzuyer, you were kona before the hektish started, then maybe we can negotiate that's not called mitzvah b'aveira anymore. So we have a major machlokes that's about to emanate from this machlokes in a time of the rain, which is all hinging on everything we've been talking about. Namely, how do you define precisely mitzvah aveira? Does mitzvah aveira mean you did an aveira last month? I don't want to talk to you anymore. This chafta is gone goodbye from the realm of being used for a mitzvah. I don't care what happens to this chafta. There's nothing you can do to rectify the problem of mitzvah. It's here. It's here for good. What do I say to him? Not so simple. Not so potent. It's very possible if I was kona the item and the kidney was done fair and square before the hektish mitzvah part kicks in, maybe we can perhaps suggest that's not mitzvah aveira anymore. But the real problem here is that the hektish, which is the mitzvah, and the aveira are all intertwined to one another. So that machloikis is going to set the stage for everything hopefully we'll talk about in the next year. Okay? So again, so what we're marviach today was we put the final touches on last week's sugya, namely, should we compare gezeila to aveira or not? We saw that Tosis highlighted what Yisulias and the other is all about by telling us Yush is not Hefker. Tosis didn't say what it is, but the Nesivis filled us in what it is. The Ketos brought a riot to support that Nesivis. Then we saw the Hadros and the Chumash HaKri who deflected that riot. And that touched on the Lomdash Shaila when you can or cannot say Rish Chofenecha. What's the engine that's permitting you to say Rish Chofenecha? Is it Mitama Nigza, Mitama Kazlan? Then we move one step further back to our sugya, Masechta Sukkah, where the Gemara is saying that Hakanye, and we're not quite sure, is the Gemara talking the language of Kanye B'Yush, is the Gemara talking the language of Hakanye B'Yush plus? We pointed out the Chayyim Tam and the Ri as to, well, it all depends on what you think Rabbi Yochanan did or didn't say about Baal Behei. And now this sets the stage for really the beginning of the next sugya as to, push comes to shove, can anything ultimately knock mitzvah aveira out of the box? Can a pre-Kinyan, before the mitzvah starts, in effect, remove concerns of mitzvah aveira or lav dafka. So that's going to depend on this machlokes of time. We'll finish the next year. We'll pick it up. So I think the next year will probably be in 2 weeks. I imagine next week most people are enough people are away. I think enough people are away to cancel next week. It's Yeshiva week. You have to share in 2 weeks. We'll try to talk about it.
The Gemara says,
"Let
the
kanta."
Seems to imply that if you're a Kenyan,
nothing ever. That's a simple one. The problem is the Gemara later on says that if I steal something and I do a shimi on it, You must seem to say that it's a little bit. How did that square off with Yush? That's not the same. It was Yush and she did the same. Now it's like one cut. It's a lot of times.
Why do I have to work so hard to prove
Yush
is different than Hefker? And the fact that Yush by Avedu make a difference if the Yush before becomes Yush.
That's part of the same.
But it, that alone seems to tell me that it's different than Hefker. So why do I need to write to Rayas?
No, the fact that it's different, I mean, at least the Sivis thoughts that are partially different, the Sivis air is going to be explained to you formally what the difference is. He's going to highlight that.
I understand.
Tosus didn't take it such a serious right. Tosus said one line and says, oh, by the way, the
right, but it generated this discussion right. Between the Ksais and.
Right, as to what, right.
Is he right, is he wrong? Right. It's obvious. What was at stake? It's obviously different.
Right. Just the mere fact that there is any limitations, the fact that there's any limitation on Yush. So unless you say, going back to some of the things we spoke about last time, unless you fall back to Ramban and the Muhammad, it says that Yush can't work on a double, but the mere fact that Yush can't work on a double shim shus on Hefka can, that gufa indicates that's different. Right. That gufa shows that's different. Okay.
In a month.
Yeah.